This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of law enforcement aboard an aircraft has to be looked at very carefully. They're clearly there for a purpose of safety, and we want to make sure they protect us. But for other reasons, I think that's a policy we have to absolutely relook at.
Ah, give me a break. Oscar Munoz. It's like a puppet show. Punch and Judy. Ridiculous when you get on United Airlines. And the hashtags are insane. The laughter. But not so funny when you're one of the people that's gotten bumped from United Airlines. Lawsuits are starting to spring up. And now a big announcement about giving some money back to that Sunday night flight. All the passengers who were on board that were going from Chicago to Louisville. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The buzz still is over this carrier. So Munoz saying it was a shame when he saw the viral images of the bloody passenger coming out, and this will never happen again, and announcing that if you were on board that flight, you will get the full price of your ticket back. You will get the full price. So the passenger, David Dow of Elizabethtown, Kentucky, a 69-year-old doctor who specializes in pulmonary disease, is at a Chicago hospital getting treated, or was, for his injuries. United Flight 3411, which was going to go, in case you haven't heard the story, which was set to depart O'Hare at 5:40 on Sunday. It was going to Louisville. That's when that whole incident occurred. So, four passengers, no one volunteered. The airline generated, so what happened was, nobody would volunteer, so the airline generated a list of four names to be removed from the flight and reaccommodated. So they picked the four passengers. He was one of them, but he wouldn't comply. He wouldn't give up his seat. And that's when they dragged him. I mean, geez, it could have been solved so much easier. So now there is a push to boycott the airline, and the stock keeps dropping. It is not good for United Airlines. Based on what people saw and how they feel about those images, you know, it's and will this cycle back around? You know, and when I say the stock drop, it did drop. I mean, it hasn't fallen off the face of the earth, so don't misunderstand that. No, it has not. But it's off its all-time high, and it definitely felt, there was a little bit of a squeeze, a pinch or whatever, because of what happened. You know, ridiculous. This is a CEO who's making $5.5 million a year, and I have no problem with people making the money they deserve. We live in a capitalistic society. It's just put the right guy in charge. If I'm in charge of this, first of all, and there's you have some crazy incident happening like that, then there's got to be some layer of people that you can call, and they know how to handle it. And now there's these stories of other people being bumped and then finding out how they generate the how they generate the list and all of that is freaking people out. Because, of course, you could be, listen, I don't fly United that much. If I'm suddenly on a United flight, well, I don't have a gazillion miles. I have none of that. I don't have seat priority. Who knows when I would show up to the airport where I would be placed. So I would probably be one of the people that could be on the, we can take her off if we get overbooked list. But I would not be happy with that. I would not. I can't blame anyone. And I think they just needed to sweeten the pot in the beginning anyway. Hey, we know it's, gosh, and we'll have to put you on another flight. But listen, we've been authorized to not give you $800. We'll re-rack you. We'll give you, you know, in this rare instance, because we, since they decided to tell them that they had four crew members, then they could use that to their advantage. But anyway, the whole thing about United is, it's just crazy. If you're Pepsi, you're happy. Why? Because the Pepsi faux pas gets a little bit shoved in the background compared to now what's happened on United. So I don't know. Will the lawsuits be valid? Well, they do have that 37,000 word rambling manifesto of what you need to know can happen to you. So that probably holds up in court. I talked to a lawyer today who said, as much as people want to have lawsuits, and there will be, what will really happen from those lawsuits is don't expect that there's going to be a big settlement of any kind, because they can say, listen, this is what everybody knows. The here it is clearly in black and white, but you have to have a magnifying glass to read it. So there you go. A couple of quick things out of Washington. How about Donald Trump, the prez, on NATO saying, I said it was obsolete, but guess what? It's no longer obsolete. So he said they made a change. They do fight terrorism. I give him credit for that. I know I've said on this show, and we could dig up the tape, where I said, listen, if you have a leader that's willing to say, here's why I changed my mind, because now something's changed. Something is different, something's better, or I know more about whatever it is. I know more about it. I've sat down with people, blah, 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 blah. And I guess those words, to me, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, that's the way to say that. Yeah, because he saw. And then that's why he said that. In the meantime, it's interesting to see what's going on as far as Syria and what will happen there, and whether or not, I mean, there's not going to be any kind of full-scale invasion, let's face it, but there's definitely tension between Russia and the United States over the U.S. missile strikes in Syria. There were a lot of words and warnings that were exchanged with the Russians and the U.S. with some pretty tough outlines or stances or whatever you want to call it, and it looks like nobody is willing to settle their... Russia isn't willing to settle its alliance with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. That's not happening. So go figure. I think that this will just continue to escalate, and maybe it causes a deeper chasm between the United States and Russia, because nothing was settled here. It wasn't. Washington was demanding that Moscow abandon Syria as an ally, but that's not going on. In a news conference, Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, said Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that the world's two primary nuclear powers cannot have this kind of relationship. There's a low level of trust between our countries. Go figure. He spent 3 hours talking with Lavrov and almost two at the Kremlin with Putin, but nothing was yielded from those conversations. Unfortunately, big differences. Hang with us. More noise from D.C. on the flip side.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Bay City Rollers. Hey, everybody. Kate Tiny America tonight. Nathan, what is the name? Who is the name of that band? Beach Boys Light? Who is that?
The Twilight Hours.
Are they a Minnesota band?
I can't quite remember. Maybe.
Twilight Hours. All right. I like it, though. I like their sound. It's sweet. Sounds like kind of sort of beach music, I suppose, something like that. Anyway, a lot of you have emailed us about the songs that are being played, the music, and I thank you for that. I have half the time I have no idea. So you have to email Nathan, or you have to email me, and I'll send it to Nathan, and he can tell you what the music is. Because unless it's some very familiar tune, I do not know. I will not know who the band is or whatever. And in fact, I got a couple of emails, but I just want to do one if I can find it. That's called Organization. And by the way, this is America Tonight. And I'm Kate Delaney. So this one was from Stephen Herring, who said, I listen to your program on WXMI radio in southern Mississippi. Oh, I like Mississippi. At night when I go to bed, just wondering what is the name of the theme song that you play when the radio program comes on. We will find out, Stephen. I don't know. I know it has its name something, but I don't know what.
I think one time I did remember. I'll tell you before the end of this.
Okay, you're gonna find it. You're gonna figure it out. You're gonna ask the band that's in the studio, and we'll find out. All right, let's go to Tom in Baltimore. Hi, Tom.
Hey, not headphones. I had to put down. I had to take you off speaker.
I like it.
It's the Rockin' with Kate Delaney song. Don't you know that?
Yeah, right. So it sounded like the Beach Boys, like a little bit. Da, 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 da. I was listening. It's just like, it just kind of reminded me of the Beach Boys.
Well, you know, they say that bad news comes in threes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
You may be sad last night, and actually, I had just heard that what's his name had died. And
Don Rickles?
No, I wasn't too crazy about him. don't tell anybody.
We won't tell anyone that's listening.
The centerfold guy.
Oh, Jay Giles.
Right. You know, is Eddie Money next to go?
Oh, don't say that. Eddie Money.
We got to keep him around.
Two tickets to Paradise.
Yeah, I think I'm in love. Do you remember that song?
I think I'm in love. Yep.
And I can. I'm not gonna.
I like that.
You know, shock your listeners by trying to sing it. That would not be good. But, you know, I just was getting over hearing about Mariska Veras dying. She was the lead singer of Shocking Blue. Again, yeah. You may be too young to remember her. The Goddess song, or Venus. I'm your goddess. I'm your Venus.
Uh-huh. I'm your Venus. Bum, ba, da,
yeah.
Yeah, I know it. Mm-hmm.
Everybody remembers that. She
yeah, they still play it. Yeah.
She was beautiful, beautiful, but... Not so much when she died, but still too young to go. And like I said, now we've got Dave Letterman's mom. Do you remember her?
I
she used to make
know.
Appearances on his show.
Yeah, and, so clever of him to use her because she was genuine.
They played an old clip. And I kind of got out of watching him. I was crazy about him in the 80s, but maybe it was me getting older or his humor getting sour. I don't know, but... In the 80s, we used to love them, but I always loved her, and they played a clip tonight on one of the late shows, I think it was Nightline, where he said, what's the biggest thing you learned in your 85 years? He said, well, it's very hard to have a son that looks older than you.
Yeah, Dorothy Menninger was her name. Yeah, she was funny. Oh, that's a funny line. And she had that dry wit and would come back with the funniest things. I remember her covering the Olympics.
Now, when I got into Craig Ferguson, like I said, I got out of him. But Craig Ferguson was great and they canceled him. I don't know why they
Keep
him around.
It's so funny that you say Craig Ferguson because I saw him perform at a casino, Windstar Casino in Oklahoma. And I went there just to see him. And he was brilliant. He was so, so funny. He
just
had that great...
natural way
yeah,
about
natural.
That drew you in. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he was so great with the guests. He's fantastic. And then, boom, he's gone. I can't find any of the ones on now that I care for at all. Conan, you know, I used to like him, kind of getting out of him. The other three, you know, Jimmy Kimmel's funny, but he's so politically bent. I mean, he'd do well to leave it alone, just go with his natural humor, but he doesn't. Anyway, let me leave you with this so other people can get on. Are we sure that the guy on the plane wasn't this woman?
And I know that voice. That is figure skater. Tanya Harding went after her. Oh, Nancy. Yeah. Oh, I knew it. I knew it was her. I recognize that voice.
I should make fun of the victim, but my goodness, they played that ad nauseum for so many years. Do you remember?
I know.
And just why? Well, because you know. Stuff happens, Nancy.
Yeah, because of Jeff Galooly. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so funny. Oh, you crack me up.
Every day, and all we hear about is why did I get whacked in the knee? Terrible thing to happen, but come on, Nancy. You know, okay, pull yourself
Nancy
together.
Nancy Kerrigan. Yeah, that's the craziest story ever. Tom, that is hilarious. You are too funny. Thanks, man. Oh, clever. There in Baltimore. And he's right. They played that so much. And then I saw a documentary they did. It was one of those 30 by 30s that the ESPN does. So then they talked about it more, and they had Tanya Harding, and actually it's the most depressing story ever, the nonsense that she went through ahead of time and coming out on the other side and all the still questions about what she knew. And oh, but how many times did they play that over and over? And Nancy Kerrigan didn't even get the gold medal. You just figured, oh, now she gets to the Olympics. It's inevitable, right? She's going to get the gold medal, and she didn't get the gold medal. What's interesting is, it's a great trivia question. Some of you might know it, some of you might not. But who did get the gold medal? I'm not going to tell you the answer. I know the answer, but it's a good trivia question. Because that whole Olympics was just all about Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding. And the ratings were giant because of what happened heading into the Olympics. Yeah, crazy, huh? It's been a very strange couple of weeks. I mentioned this, the United thing, the Pepsi thing, the Sean Spicer deal, apologizing, the Hitler remark, and, you know, I think the move, I think news cycles so fast, or content, I call it content. Content moves so quickly that when something goes off the rails, boom, it jumps right up there or overtakes whatever else is being discussed as the nutty moment of the day, of the week, depending on what the story is, right? Just one to leave you with from this segment is the Oral Roberts president told the coach not to recruit tattooed players. So Oral Roberts basketball coach Scott Sutton, who was fired Monday, was given these strict recruiting guidelines during his tenure in Tulsa. They reported on this, that when he was fired, that Wilson, told the basketball program recruit only professed Christians when he took over in 2013 and said no tats. So here's what the reference is. Who are they recruiting? Who is it that they're recruiting when you think of that age group and the whole, you know, what the whole tattoo thing is? So he was there, you know, he was there for a while, but it not any longer. I mean, I want to say Sutton, because I just remember, whenever you mentioned him, you knew, boom, okay, Sutton. 18 seasons. His record, 328-247. Here's the question, how many tattooed players did he have before that? I have no idea. None. Phil Gervishak and LinkedIn, its importance, next.
Last night there's a past out in the bushes.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. The B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Jill Schippelbein, author of this incredible new book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite size. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally changed. And it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old model know how to go out there and give information, give features, give specs, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice a customer, because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are, whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job, the way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough, because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapter. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communications, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now, when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol, where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now, when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July, when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts that you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore. And the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm-hmm. And for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were even in many cases different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted and I wanted to put you in the media chapter because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book, I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous, I think. What a clever thing for you to do, to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
you know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out. That I'm big on get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of the mistakes people are making, and again, this is how sales and businesses changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this. But for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists, and that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening? Everybody out there in America tonight lands. It is incredibly valuable. People have no idea. I think when there's somebody out front, what's behind, and the massive amount of work, and you bring up another thing, branding / communication, I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
It's such a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true, and that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now, and it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company, you can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. awesome. Good luck with the book, and I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it, and it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
With Phil Gerbyshek. Look, we all know this guy, right? He's a LinkedIn trainer, technology expert. He really rocks it when it comes to teaching all kinds of people, but including in his business, salespeople and leaders to leverage technology for business growth. Who doesn't want that? And LinkedIn, to me, and that's why I know many of you may feel the same way, is something I think a lot of us aren't leveraging, and I bet you Phil's going to say that. So, Phil, how about it? First of all, thanks so much for popping on with us, but LinkedIn, do you feel like a lot of people aren't leveraging it to the maximum amount that they could be leveraging LinkedIn?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the most misunderstood and least used of any of the social networks, primarily because it's not passive. It's very active, and it isn't set it and forget it. you really have to work at it to make it work. So definitely not used very well at all by our speaker friends.
So how do you use, and this is a big question, but how can you use it correctly? Give us some ways that we can use it correctly.
Sure. So first of all, you absolutely have to have a great profile. You have to have something that when people look at it, that they say, you know what, that person is somebody that I want to connect with. That is someone that I want to do business with. Because here's what's going to happen. They're going to Google search you, and the second thing that comes up after your website, if you own yourname.com, is going to be your LinkedIn profile. So they're going to look at that, and they're going to say, is this person someone to connect with or not someone to connect with? And if they say no, they're probably not going to give you another chance. In fact, I bet many speakers miss the boat on the fact that their LinkedIn profiles aren't as good as they could be. So that's the first way to use it. You have to have a great profile. I call that getting dressed before you get busy. The second piece of that is you have to know who you want to talk to. And again, this is where I see a lot of speakers, sometimes me even, I get stuck in this, oh boy, well, everybody could benefit from my message. Well, that might be true, but go ahead and try to search on everybody in LinkedIn. In fact, now LinkedIn is clear that if you're not really good at using LinkedIn, they're going to make you upgrade because you only get so many searches a month. They're going to make you pay for the product. So the more razor-focused you can be on who is your best market, that's even more effective and going to cost you actually less money and make you more. So that's step two. And then step three is you have to go beyond the first connection. So a lot of people will allow you to connect to them. A lot of people will even accept your email and maybe even reply. And most speakers, then, they do the one and done. They connect, and then they don't ever follow up. They don't ever stay in touch. So make sure, folks, if you're listening to this, I want to encourage you, think about a cadence, a 3 to 4 email cadence of here's the connection, here's the next message, here's the next message, here's the next message, of how to connect with people and really go deep, because it's not enough that you just have a connection on LinkedIn. In fact, you know, the average person spends 17 minutes a month only on LinkedIn. So once you're connected on LinkedIn, then you have their email address and any other contact information that they have. Now you need to take that off of LinkedIn and you need to develop a cadence. And it can't be some canned, crappy cadence that everybody else could do. It's got to be relevant, it's got to be insightful, and it's got to be useful. So really important. That's where I see most people, they don't do any of those things, and then they say, oh, LinkedIn sucks, it doesn't work.
So it's like developing a campaign and really thinking about it. What can you leverage and offer to somebody else? And it's not necessarily being over the top, ridiculous, salesy, where, like you said, you're just saying the same thing that everybody else says.
In fact, it can't be over the top salesy. It has to be adding value to their life, because the average person needs between 8 and 12 touches before they say yes. This is just a true sales number. So what happens is we send them one or two messages, buy my stuff, click my crap, and they tune you out right away. They don't see how you can serve them. They don't see that if your first message is, hey, hire me for your conference, for your events, for your sales team, they don't see how that's of any value to them because you didn't make it relevant. So you got to take the time to do that, and that's why showing that you're relevant a few times, that you care more than just about getting the sale, it's the new social media mindset, the new social sellers mindset, and until you can wrap your head around that, you're never going to be effective using LinkedIn.
So in other words, like, Phil, if you find something that's useful to the person and their business, an article you can link to them, hey, I just saw this on Forbes, I just read this, or there's some interesting research, thought you'd find this interesting, this may apply for you, check it out or whatever, or maybe even your own article.
Absolutely. So that's really important, right? You want to have something that you can give them that is valuable. So that is whatever the most recent research is. That is whatever things that they're struggling with. You should know this, and then you should offer them a solution to that. Because what everybody is on social media for is to solve their problems, not to hire you to do business with them. So what are their problems? And then find an article. In fact, while you mentioned Forbes and other some of the other big ones, I would encourage you to go to some of the lesser known ones. Don't always share the big stuff, because frankly, the big stuff is probably shown up in their feed for hundreds of times. Instead, do it yourself. What's your take on it? Why do you think it's important? Take the time. Maybe you can write a LinkedIn Publisher article that's a couple paragraphs around a Forbes article that shows your unique opinion so that not only do they just see, hey, here's a Forbes article, but here's Kate's personal take on this. And Kate took the time to customize this for me and how it's relevant. And you can even use that then as that introduction, because a lot of times they might not even click the link. They might just read the words that you wrote. So I encourage you, make sure that it's personalized, that it's relevant, that you use their name, and that it is with your opinion. Because if you're just like everybody else, you're not going to get the gig. You're not going to get a relationship.
Oh, that's powerful. Your opinion, it really, really matters here. So LinkedIn's influence and how, if you leverage it correctly and you start to take a few of these little steps, you really think ultimately you will get business from LinkedIn?
Absolutely. Just like I think you'll get business from email or from actually making telephone calls or networking at an association meeting. Absolutely you will. The key is from the introduction all the way to closing the business or asking for the referral, you have to be consistently relevant. So absolutely, I firmly believe that, but it is unlike the other networks in that people are not looking for you. You have to forcibly put yourself in front of them, and that means once you connect, take them off of LinkedIn and send them a personal email. Do not add them all to your email marketing blast list of here's my email newsletter, because they'll mark you as spam and your deliverability will go down, thus preventing you from actually sending out that marketing to anybody.
Wow, that's good. You don't want to get on that spam list. What drew you to LinkedIn, Phil?
Well, initially, I wanted to be on LinkedIn because I wanted to connect to other smart people. I was reading a lot of books, and I thought, I wonder if there's a way to connect to the author of this book. And this was back in 2005. I've been on LinkedIn since May 14th of 2005. And I thought, I wonder if Bob Berg is on LinkedIn. So I went out and did a search. And at the time, Bob wasn't using LinkedIn. But there were other people that were smart like Bob. So I reached out to them. I said, hey, you know, I've read your articles. I've read your book. This is back when blogs and commenting on blogs was the first form of social media. There wasn't Twitter. LinkedIn was very infant. So LinkedIn was then that next phase after blog commenting, and it just made sense to me. The whole 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, absolutely. Mm-hmm. LinkedIn was famous for that. And now it's less than two people from anybody you want to connect to. So it's just about access for me and then learning from people. Now that LinkedIn allows us to publish articles, I can now get a flavor for anybody's personality that is willing to share it right on LinkedIn.
Wow, perfect place to end this. You just said it all right there. Phil Gerbyshek, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
To being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
with the ProPure water filter? Start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.